Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is 5 GMs in a Trench Coat.
Hey, you corpo gonks.
It gets worse. It gets worse every time.
He can't keep getting away with this. All right, sorry. You guys aren't corpo gonks. You guys are pretty preem in my book. This is 5 GMs in a Trench Coat. We're playing Cyberpunk Red. I'm Jesse. And to my left...
Hi, I'm Tanlin, and I really love how every opening is a cold opening with Jesse. Bro is an icon. I'm playing Madame Despair, or Desiree. Go on ahead.
Oh, shit. Hi, my name's Kim, and I'm playing Aku. And, yeah, honestly, I'm feeling pretty good. We got a fucking jet, bro. Shit's crazy.
Yeah. The new cars, the truck's name is now Hurricane.
Adam, Doc. Honestly, at this point, I feel like we've jumped the shark, and I'm not sure where to go from here.
All right, so you guys have been hanging out at the Mojave Winds camp for a little while now, just kind of keeping an eye on things, fixing up the vehicle that got blown up. What'd you call it again? The Hurricane?
Yep.
All right.
That's right.
Got the Hurricane fixed up. And so Izanami wants you guys to all go to a secluded area so she can talk to you.
I don't need to do anything now. I can do whatever I want.
What's your location, Izanami? We kill Izanami?
Yo.
We are Izanami now.
I give myself missions.
Yeah. Anyways, we go to a secluded location.
Yeah. All right, so Izanami goes over your radios. You're like, you guys have done a real good job from what I hear. You got all the vehicles. You even got like a special vehicle manned by the 6th Street. And you got the tank. The tank's going to be up and working pretty soon. This is looking pretty good. So... They captured the drone pilot, Zolo, from the Mojave Winds. I want you guys to be the one to save her. And try to bring up the heroics, make her really like you guys. John knows this, but the Chrome Torrents a while back stole a package from Arasaka. What it was special drones that we were going to use to scan the underground to try to find the Baba Yaga's hideout. We have a general idea of him, where he is, but there's... bunch of tunnels and a lot of them are dangerous. So,
oh well, we know who the Baba Yaga is. So, can we just show up at his regular residence?
He doesn't.
He only live underground.
He just lives underground.
Okay, because I thought he was pulling a Batman kind of situation.
No, he's officially dead. He died during the nuking of Arasaka Town.
Yeah, it's a shame because his papers were so insightful.
Yeah, he was a brilliant man before.
What happened? That's a question for him. Let's keep going.
Yeah, so we need you to go. So the reason we need her on our side is we believe they captured her to try to see. The drone is a bunch of little drones, and so it's very difficult to operate for a single pilot. Someone really talented has to be able to do it. So we believe they kidnapped her to see if she was able to control these drones. So we want you to collect the drones. Should be just in a big case with an A labeled on it. And we want you to heroically save Zolo. And so she'll help us out.
All
right. Izanami, you have any more information about this mission that might aid us?
Not really. It's pretty straightforward. Just got to siege the Chrome Torrent. Breach in there. Get her out. And kill anyone in your way.
That seems super easy.
Do you know where our friend will be?
We believe she'll be in the main building where they used to have, where they would move and work on the trains. It's at their base is in the abandoned train junction. So it's like right at the heart of the facility.
All right. We can do that.
Yep.
Shall we?
Yeah.
You guys meet up. So Jorge has everyone gathered around. And so he says, I think that this is going to be our moment. Another sandstorm is kicking up. So I think we do the same thing they did to us, to them. So we're going to move in with the sandstorm. And when we get up close, we're going to have the tank knock out the front gate. knock out some walls, and we're just going to storm in there and hit them before they know anything happened.
Yeah, we'll just rain down hell from above, I think.
Yep, provide air support, and then we will extract Sholo.
All right, good, good, good. Sounds like a good plan to me.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Jorge, you take care of yourself.
All right, yeah, let's do this. And they all pull out their revolvers and start shooting in the air.
Wait.
I hand you guys my revolvers, and then I start firing my assault rifle.
Good God.
Yeah, I tell Lobo, and I'm like, kill count?
All right, yeah.
I put 50 down.
All right, I'll put 50. No, let's do 100.
Let's do 1,000.
Do 1,000.
Can I join in?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to keep track of this.
Who's doing the shit? Is it your own?
Doesn't count if it comes from that monstrosity you guys are flying around there. What?
Fine.
All right, anyone else want to join in?
Nah, I'll stay out of this one.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, so they move in a line formation, and they're waiting. The sandstorm is kicking up. So the sandstorm kicks up, and you guys move in with it, and you guys are right up on it.
All right, like,
I just get one of the RPGs.
Yeah, I'm gonna look for any like high priority targets I could shoot with a rocket, Jesse.
All right,
yeah.
Well, the most important thing would probably be vehicles. They have some heavy vehicles.
So I'll start trying to aim my rocket set down there.
All right, give me an air pilot, and then you give me a shot with the RPG.
17, Jesse.
16.
Okay. Yeah, you hit.
Sick.
All right. Are you guys both hitting the same vehicles?
No, I was going to go just for any. I'm just trying to get rid of as many vehicles as I can.
Okay. Well, they're going to be kind of grouped up because they're not expecting you.
Great.
28 damage.
And do you want to fire all of them, or are you just going to fire
just one? Just one for now. I'm going to conserve them. Can I get a D6?
How much damage did you do? Sorry.
28.
28? Okay, so yeah, you easily blow up one of them, and then it damages the cars around.
And then I just, like, drop the RPG on someone. I just, like the rest of it. Just
let's see. I'll just do a percentage chance. No, it misses. I'm sorry.
23?
Yeah. So you blow up one of these and it damages the cars around it.
Nice. Awesome.
So the tank ends up blowing up the front gate, and you start seeing the Mojave wind starting to spill into it. And then, of course, the typhoon is also going in there.
But the hurricane's doing better, right?
I'm so far, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Give me a perception check.
I got 14.
Okay. So you notice on one of the buildings, they have some kind of anti-air equipment, but it looks like it's being, like, kind of fucked up by the sandstorm. So, as of right now, it can't lock onto you.
I'm going to go ahead and just try to destroy that. Can I use my sniper for it, or should I just use an RPG on it?
Yeah, so it requires a guy to operate it, so.
Is there anyone up there?
Yeah, there's a guy, like, trying to, it looks like he's, like, hitting it, trying to get it to work.
Hold her steady. 22.
Oh, shit, yeah, you hit.
13?
Yeah, so you hit him, and he's still up, though.
Madam Despair, do you want to get on the gun? The
yeah, machine that's, gun yeah, that's what I was going to fucking up. Do, yeah. Fucking. An 18, and then a 20.
Yeah, they both hit.
17 for one. 14, 15, 16.
Yep, so you kill them. Blow them away. All right, so they are slowly spilling in. So are you guys going to just go straight for the big building, or are you guys going to wait for more reinforcement?
I feel like the move is to extract Sholo first.
Yeah.
All right. So give me an air pilot check because you're flying in this sand.
18.
Okay, yeah. So you're able to, oh, that's pretty high. So you're able to kind of, so there's like the roof, but then there's like the second thing. So you're able to land it. It's a little snug, but you're able to get it down there.
I'd like to posit that this was a railway thing and an underground railway thing, and that our car can fit down there.
I mean, So it's not underground, it's above ground.
Oh, okay.
But there are big doors. If you open them up, then you can just fly in there.
I mean, I'm not opposed, but nonetheless, I'll park the vehicle because we have to do that no matter what, right?
Unless we start RPG.
You can just RPG it.
Then we got to get more RPGs, though.
How many do we have?
I've used one.
Out of how many?
Three. I do feel like we should save them.
Yeah.
You could probably ram it.
Yeah, how thick does it look? Can we just ram through it?
It looks like you could do it.
What if we have the tank shoot it?
Well, the tank would have to... So you moved ahead of everything.
Okay. I guess we could go on foot. We go down and we open it, and then we go on foot, and you just fly in behind
that
it.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
My character is now just like a tank. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I don't play John anymore.
We hop out. I don't know if anyone else hops out.
Everybody else should. I'll handle it, you know.
Well, we need people in there to man the weapons as well.
Yeah, I could stay.
Hey, Madam Sergensale, I'll go out with you.
Is Wesley going
to
go?
Yeah, because I figured we could get Wesley to the command center and just shut shit down.
Yup.
So I just open it.
But unfortunately, it's not just like a chain. You have to, it's like a computer system. So you have to go to the computer.
Wesley, let's go.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, we run in.
All right. There's going to be a couple dudes in there.
No, there's not.
You can peek in, and so there's two dudes inside the control system, and then there's four dudes three dudes just kind of about around the area. All right, which one are you going to? Because they're kind of scattered out.
All right, so I want to go to the closest guy and just laser sword to the neck, like to the back of the neck.
Okay, you're going to stealth?
Yeah.
All right, give me a stealth check.
Wesley's stealthy, right?
Yeah.
I hate it to Wesley. I'm like, go kill that guy.
He's like, this is the coolest thing I've ever done.
He's a +1 to attack and damage from it, so.
I mean, he's just going to hit him. it's 3d6?
Yeah. Is it a crit because the guy wasn't expecting it?
Yeah, I'm just going to have it ignore armor. Oh, yeah, so the guy's going to panic. 10. Yeah, so that's enough to kill him.
Sick. And then I just grenade the biggest bunch I can hit.
Okay, yeah, there's two kind of off to the side. It goes a little far.
19. Yeah.
They're both still alive, but they're...
Who's out here with me?
I am.
You're up.
Oh, okay.
All right, yeah, so those two are still alive, and then there's two up in the control center.
Okay, I'll just try to finish these two guys that are out here off.
Sounds good.
I'll just use my pistol, 24.
24, yeah. Go ahead.
9 damage for that one.
9 damage? Oh, yeah, so that kills one.
Okay, and I have one more. Another 24. Ooh, that was bad. Uh-oh. 5 damage.
Okay, yeah, so this guy's still up.
Yeah.
And he's gonna shoot. He's gonna shoot at the guy who just shot him. So, Aku. Okay, yeah, so he hits.
Okay.
His first shot. Let's see if he hits his second shot. Okay, so he misses the second shot, though.
Okay.
Oh, that's 16 damage.
Okay.
Now I think it's back around, so it's back to you.
I just grab my sword out of Wesley's hand and just onto that guy.
All right.
18.
Got 18? Yeah, you hit him.
18 and then 14 because I attacked twice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you missed the second one, the first one. But he's almost dead.
So. 12 damage?
Yeah, you kill him. All right, so there's two goons in the control center, and it looks like one of them's barricading the door.
Oh, they noticed us?
Yeah. You threw a grenade.
A little loud.
Is there a window?
Yeah, there's a big observation window.
They're getting through the door?
Yeah, but there's a big observation. Yeah, you have a laser sword.
The door.
All right, yeah, I mean, it's... Give me, a body check, just to...
Okay. 15.
Oh, yeah, so you easily... Are you just gonna,
I just lean into it.
Trying to hit the guy?
Yeah, I'll try to hit the guy that's holding the door. All
right.
You're good.
You're good.
What did you get again?
15.
Oh, yeah, you hit him. So you roll damage.
10.
So he gets nicked by it, but he seems to be all right.
Well, can I make a second attack since the sword has two attacks?
Yeah.
Am I using body again, or am I attacking this time?
Just attack, yeah.
16.
16? Oh, he might dodge. Oh, just short.
Yeah, short him or just short me?
For him. You're good.
Okay, cool. 13 damage?
13 damage.
Does it again, yeah.
stop!
No.
All right, Lady D. Oh, no, sorry. It's Wesley's turn. So, Wesley.
I just move and let Wesley take the sword.
He's like, oh.
That's so stupid.
Oh, so he misses his first shot. Oh. See if he dodges. Oh, he doesn't dodge a second one.
This guy's got to be dead.
No, he's still hanging in there.
Wow. This guy's sturdy.
Yeah.
Hey, Jesse, what's this situation looking like outside?
So the Mojave winds are kind of slowly pushing in. It's
going slowly?
Yeah. They're giving up more of a resistance than you guys kind of expected. But it is they are winning.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm going to text you guys. How are things going?
Stabbing this guy, LOL.
Do we have time? To go? Help?
2 minutes.
Is that enough time, Jesse?
You want to do a strafing?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me an air...
All
right. Air pilot.
And then, yeah, I'm going to have Madam D just... 18?
Yeah, so this is... So you, and then you do your damage. You roll your attack.
26.
Oh, are you targeting vehicles or people?
People.
All right, yeah, you hit.
Go. 12 for one of them.
All right.
15 for the second one. All right.
So you hit two guys, and they're pretty hurt by that, so this will definitely, like, help.
Oh, yeah.
All right, and then I think it's Aku's turn.
I don't know what you want me to do right now. I don't Wesley, really have
hand
a...
hand him the sword.
Oh.
Okay. You get a laser sword.
Okay. What is it for attack?
You get a plus one to attack.
What's the roll, though?
Oh, it's your brawling.
Okay. I'll give it a try. An 18?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you hit.
Okay. A crit. Rip.
Yeah, you kill him. Roll 2d6 to see how you kill him.
5.
Okay, so you just get right through the ribs. You skewer him.
Dude, this is pretty sick.
Right? It was a good buy.
That was a great buy.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about it at first, but I really enjoy it.
Yeah, could I use the other tactic to just go,
yeah.
Because they're trying to barricade the door.
He's like sliced in half from the chest up.
We just push the door open.
And so there's one more guy there. He's like, whoa, we can talk this out.
What kind of cybernetics do you have?
I mean, I got some cyber eyes and some cyber arms.
Now's as good a time as any. I just plug in my new cyber knife.
Okay.
I want to turn off all the cybernetics.
Okay. Give me a cybernetics roll.
Cybertech, right?
Cybertech.
21.
Yeah, you just turn it off. He's like, I can't see. My arms don't work.
Dude, eyeless is crazy, right?
Dude, you got to stop. Did you do any drugs recently? I tried to stab you and then your arms went limp.
I do drugs all the time. I'm on drugs right now.
Did you do any eyeless?
Eyeless? I don't think so.
Dude, you must have. It must have been linked to something.
These are common symptoms you're displaying right now, bro. No.
I'm surprised your legs are still working.
Yeah. Oh, no. In the middle of a battle. You guys got to help me, please. All
right, okay, hold on. No.
We got to do it before the LS kicks in.
So, we can't have your legs stop. So, I'm going to face him towards the door. And it was like upstairs, right?
Yeah.
So, I'm going to go and use a laser sword to cut the railings. And I'm like, just run straight. I think one of your buddies is out there. He'll be able to walk you down.
Oh, okay, thanks, buddy. Your friend.
Uh-huh.
He starts walking off and then he falls off and Ah, my legs! I can't move my legs now.
I just close the door. Like put the door back together and you're like closing.
Sick.
Legs stop.
Alright, Wesley.
Alright, Wesley starts like messing with the things, so things start moving, and you see there's a big Connex box. And he clicks some more buttons and it opens up and you see there's a woman inside of it and it's like a cage. And so Wesley says the cage is an actual key, so I can't hack it.
Okay. Well, when we get down there, we'll figure that out. Wesley, do they have any turrets or anything here that you could turn on them?
Not in this building. This is more of like a utility kind of thing.
All right. Can you open up those garages?
Yeah, I can open up the garages.
Cool. Are you going to stay here and man it, or are we good once you open it?
Yeah, I could just hit it open, and then it'll open on its own.
Yeah, let's go. Then we just run back out.
Yeah.
Is that guy still yelling?
Yeah, he's like, ah, my legs!
How are your arms?
I can't feel them either.
He's on the floor?
Yeah. Ugh. Please don't leave me. I have children, probably.
Most likely.
They just run off.
All right. So you get to this cage, and there's a woman inside of it, and she's like, let me out, please.
What's your name?
Zolo.
Like through the cage. How long does it take to open it? Like cut through it.
It'll take you like a minute.
Can I just do it on the lock?
Yeah. She's like, I think that guy has the key on him.
What guy?
The guy that fell off.
I'll be right back. Hey man, do you have any keys on you?
I'm in so much pain right now.
No, but keys. Listen to the words. It's like, focus on the words. You won't feel the pain. Keys.
Yeah, I have keys.
Where are they?
They're in my pocket. Where else are they?
There we go. That's for cool.
Oh yeah, I forgot I was getting those.
I have a car marked down for both John and Doc that exploded. I don't know how many people were in those cars, but I just wrote it down as car.
Thank you.
Yeah, then I run back in.
So it opens up like, oh, thank you so much. Are you guys with the Mojave Winds?
Yes. Do you know a John?
Yeah, I know John.
Yeah, we're reinstating him.
Oh, that's good. I really like John.
Are you registered to vote?
No, I'm not.
We gotta get you there, because we're running on a no-laws platform.
Okay, I'll vote for whoever you want. Just get me out of here.
Oh, yeah, let's go. I text, like a birdcage, a bird, and then, like, flying. Just in the chat, the emojis.
Yeah, no, I'm there. I don't know how John would respond to that. Madam Despair, are you reading this?
I think the bird was in a cage and now it's not.
Okay. And then I'm going to try and fly inside because that's the birdcage, John thinks.
Yeah, we opened the garage.
Yeah, so I'm going to open. So I'm gonna fly in because the birdcage is open.
I'm waving at you.
See, it worked out.
Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's middle of the episode. Our first ad comes from our friends over on This Could Get Dicey podcast.
Hello, fellow TTRPG lovers. We are This Could Get Dicey, a narrative and roleplay-driven actual play podcast set in our homebrewed world, Drugala, playing the D&D 5e system. Join us as we dive into the adventures of a mutant, a vampire, and a bard touched by dark magic as they face world-threatening atrocities like the rise of a long-forgotten deity or someone putting mustard in oatmeal. This Could Get Dicey publishes new episodes every Wednesday, with the last Wednesday in the month devoted to our recurring talk show, Dicey Deep Dive, or one-shots using other TTRPG systems. You can find This Could Get Dicey on all podcast streaming platforms, plus TikTok, Instagram, and Threads. That's all for now, but remember, this could get dicey.
This Could Get Dicey has fantastic table vibes, so if that's your thing and you are looking for a new D&D actual play podcast or just an actual play podcast in general, highly recommend you check out our pals. Our next ad this week comes from our friends over at Dice Company.
Hi there, are you looking for a new D&D podcast? Why not check out Dice Company? We've got high stakes.
Inside that small, adorable chinchilla lies an enormity of demonic magic.
Drama.
Vanda, automaton, save the ship!
Comedy.
All right, gents. I'm working on a poem. Do you want to hear it? It's called Sadness.
And a sentient automaton.
I find this to be acceptable.
Come escape with us. Dice Company, wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of podcasts to check out if you're looking for a new D&D actual play, or just an actual play in general, highly recommend you check out our friends over in Dice Company. If you're looking for high stakes and a silly crew, they're definitely going to be the podcast for you. Alrighty friends, let's get back to the episode, shall we? Back to our regularly scheduled programming.
All right. Is there anyone else in here?
No, there's no one else in here. They're all focused on Sick. The oncoming doom.
I'm gonna go start a fire somewhere.
Okay. I mean, this is like a depot, so there'd be a bunch of oil and shit.
Oh, yeah. I'm starting a big fire.
All right.
Fire!
Well, all right. Yeah, I'm going to land and get Sholo in.
Give me a tactics roll to see if you can like find a, like an efficient spot.
I text John. I'm like, what would be a good spot to start a fire in here?
Can I roll?
Yeah, you can roll tactics. It's intelligence.
20.
Oh, yeah. So you look over and there's like a bunch of like old oil just in random drums and they're all spilled out. Oh, yeah. That would be a good place
to start. I text a drum kit and then like oil, black, like the word oil.
I look over and I'm like, oh, I missed that. You run over and I just like start a fire there and run back to the car.
Yeah, we should load Sholo up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, we got to go get the things. Are they in here?
They're not in here.
All right. Where would they be?
Oh, Sholo's like, oh, if you're after the drones, they're in the cyber tech room.
Which room is that?
It's one of the smaller ones on the eastern side.
Well.
Roll out.
Should we fly there?
Yeah.
All right. Sholo, you mind taking a minute? You mind just waiting a minute while we handle this?
Yeah, Sholo can fly the thing probably. She's a drone flyer.
Does she have the flying skill, Jesse?
She's okay. She can do it.
Sholo, would you mind just waiting for us, making sure nothing happens? You lock this and you don't unlock until we're back.
Yeah, I could do that. I could do that.
Fantastic. All right, I'll come with you guys.
Let's go. The squad's back together.
So yeah, we'll head over there, Jesse.
All right. Will you guys land next to this building? How are you guys going to approach this building?
Is there anyone here? Like, do we see anyone upon first?
You don't see anyone immediately.
I'm going to look through my scope before we land.
All right, yeah.
Get a perception.
Yeah, I want to like try and scope it out, see if I can stealth it.
17.
There's no one around it, but there is a small like sky window kind of thing. And you see that it's real dark in there, but you can see there's some figures. And there's one large one and a couple smaller ones.
John, get me above that window.
Sure. And then I'm like, yeah, fly up.
I'm going to get my sword out and cut a hole in it. And then I'm just going to like drop 3 grenades in there.
Okay.
What about the equipment?
Oh, well, can I see, now that we're on top of it, can I peer in?
Yeah, give me another perception.
Can I?
Yeah.
16.
So yeah, if you look around and you see like mounted on the wall is the box you think you're looking for.
17.
Yeah. So you both see it, but you also see there's like, you remember that machine that they connected to the heads of the kid that you saved? You see one of those, and then there's another dude getting out of it and 2 guys in the lab coats pulling him out.
Maybe we do just drop the grenades in there.
All right. So you guys start pulling out grenades?
Yeah, I dropped 2 grenades in there.
You guys pull out a couple grenades, but unfortunately, the guy looks up at you.
Ah!
So as you're dropping the grenades, he points his arm up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, try to not go, like, together.
And fire erupts out of his arm.
Fuck. How high up are we? Because I thought we were in, like, a sky dome.
Yeah, me too.
No, it's, like, just a one-story
building. Oh.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah, no, okay, this like is not this? What, yeah, yeah, I thought, oh.
You're not very high up.
Oh,
we were so obvious. Yeah. Our flying cars above it.
Oh, man.
What are you doing?
We got to get back inside.
Give me a reflex check.
Athletics, maybe?
Oh, no. Dude, no fucking way.
Okay.
16.
I rolled a 10.
I rolled an 8.
Not enough, boys.
What?
It's fire?
Yeah.
What if I get an 18?
It won't matter. You got like 20-something.
Here I am.
Question. Yeah. What if I kick John off? So he doesn't get hit by it.
Then you'll get a crit.
No, it's not worth it. I'll live. I'll be okay.
All right. Well, because if I kick you off, then you can surprise them through the other door.
Yeah, but, or we can just
break through right in.
Or unload, just like.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Wait, do the grenade? What happens with the grenades? Question.
Oh, you dropped them. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they're gonna get hurt as I get hurt.
Yeah.
Sick.
That works.
8 damage.
Oh, I don't take any damage.
Yeah, same.
All right, roll your grenades.
All right. 24 for the first 24. One.
Okay, yeah.
And then 15 for the second one.
So you blow up the two like lab dudes that were with them. It's your guys' turn.
I look at John and I go, watch this. And I'm gonna drop through with my laser sword right onto this guy.
Wait. Can I stop him?
Yeah, you could try to stop him.
Yeah, I'm gonna just like, nope.
Why?
Click. And I drop another grenade. I drop. Can I drop?
Yeah, you can drop another grenade.
Yeah, I'm gonna drop 2.
Fuck.
Okay. So roll the damage.
I crit.
Yeah.
Nice.
25 plus the, 5. 7 for the crit thing. Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, so he got a bunch of shrapnel in him. So he takes an extra 5 damage.
And then 26 for the second.
Thanks. Yeah. You can probably kill him with this. Let me see. Yeah, so you kill him.
Oh.
One.
Got you, bud.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, but unfortunately, since he's full of flamethrower, he bursts into flame, so now the building's on fire.
Oh, he got flame juice everywhere.
Come pick us up! Come pick us up!
I message.
Can I send the drone in?
Send the dog in. I just send the dog emojis.
Yeah, you want to send in the dog?
Sure.
The dog runs in, finds the case, and grabs it and pulls out.
Judd, I don't want to get too full of ourselves, but I think we might be invincible.
That's what I've been saying for weeks now.
All right.
We absolutely demolished this mission.
Mm-hmm. So as you guys are getting back in your thing, the alarms start going off. There's another person in that SAM turret, and it is starting to lock onto your vehicle.
I grab the RPG.
Take my revolver, aim at their head, and take one shot.
They're very far away.
I don't care, Jesse.
I shoot the RPG.
Jesse,
well, John does
is
that.
Is it even possible?
Let me see. Let's see how it... So it'd be 35, 40. So it'd be a pistol shot of 40 just to hit them.
What about the RPG shot?
RPG, they're still pretty far. Oh, actually, you only need to roll a 30 because they're really far away.
A 30? I can't do that.
Yeah, they're super far away.
Can I use my sniper?
What about a turret?
A turret? Also 30.
Fuck.
Sniper?
Sniper is 20.
All right, I'll go for sniper. 18. I'll just go ahead and use 2 luck points.
All right. How much damage did you do?
20.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you almost got him, but he's hanging on by a thread.
Jesse, is he like firing anti-aircraft like rounds, or is it like a rocket?
It's like
rocket?
A missile. Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna wait for that missile to come to us, Jesse.
Yeah, so it's coming.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I take out my revolver, Jesse. I'm gonna try to shoot the missile.
Dumbest thing John's ever fucking done. I ask Sholo if she's able to try to steer us out of the way of it.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're gonna get a -8. I'm gonna consider this an aimed action.
Sure.
How close are you gonna wait till you shoot?
Well, I'm hoping she gets us out of the way, but if I have to, I'm gonna.
So it doesn't seem like she's gonna get out of the way in time.
Jesse, I'm gonna wait until.
We have the windows down.
How close does it get before, like, I want to be outside the blast radius, but as close as possible otherwise.
So at least 10 meters.
All right, what's that shot?
So that's 15.
I can.
Oh, you can make that.
Well, plus 8.
Functionally plus 8. So that's what?
It's 23.
I can do it.
All right.
What'd you say it was?
23.
I got 19, so I need to use 4 luck points. Dude.
For cool?
Hell yeah.
Doesn't even look at it, just shoots it as we drive by it.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. So it blows up, and you guys shake a little bit, but you're all right.
I am never going to stop talking about what just happened.
John, I think we're dead, because I don't think someone can do that.
Yeah. Somebody can't do that. I can do that.
Guys, I don't think we can die.
Ba-na-na-na-na.
Well, I mean, Doc, the guy is still up, so he's going to go for another shot.
Oh, no, I'm going to snipe him again. Yeah. I'm like, holy fuck. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, same.
Oh. 23.
Yeah, so you hit.
Oh, okay, I kill him then.
Okay. You got him.
He's dead.
Now. I'm going to play Black Betty next, you know?
Whoa, Black Betty!
Yeah.
We just drive through people on the ground.
Yeah.
Dude, Jesse, how does it feel to give Night City to us?
It's so crazy. Just like an episode or two ago, we were like, fuck, we hate Cyberpunk. This is the worst game.
We were like, oh wait, can we use our money that we've had? We were just stockpiling money and not upgrading our shit. Yeah, this place is going to light up real nice, so we should probably get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
We're unstoppable.
Literally.
John, how many people did you kill?
Does a missile count? Come on.
I'll give you a 0.5 to that.
I'll take that. Yeah, it does. Are you kidding me? Could you have done that?
I'm going to buy a laser sword for Aku's dog.
Dog sword!
Yeah.
All right. We leave.
Yeah, we dip.
Dip out.
I take control back over for the, you know, of the piloting.
All right. So you guys, they're winning, and you fly over, and you watch as they encompass the camp and probably leave no survivors.
Sick. Sholo, have you ever seen anything crazier?
No.
Yeah.
That was insane. Blowing up that missile with the gun?
Insane.
Yeah, pretty sick, wasn't it? Yeah.
Vote for John.
Sorry, pretty sick, wasn't it?
And that's why you should vote for John.
No loss!
Don't worry.
Not even a physics.
You got my vote, for sure.
Guys, I'm going to be mayor of Night City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get you home.
Yeah.
All right.
Right off into the sunset.
Yeah.
Holy shit, we look so heroic.
Dude, yeah, we look sick as hell.
We look sick as fuck right now.
We did our job so good.
Yeah.
Nobody died?
How many people did Lobos kill?
She killed 3 people.
Oh, fuck, did I win?
Oh, yeah, you did.
Fuck yeah, dude.
You killed, 4 and then the car. How many people were in that car?
Yeah, how many people were in that car that I blew up?
Roll a d4 to see. 4. It was a stocked up car.
What about the fire that I started? How many people does that kill?
That doesn't count.
Well, either way, I still won.
Yeah.
How many people were in John's car, though? Because John exploded a car. Oh, bud.
Oh.
I'm sorry, John.
It's okay. I blew up a missile. I'm happy.
So how much money do you get? Like a K? 2K?
I put 2K. It up. Yeah, I get 2K. Nice.
Wow.
Can I buy a sword for Aku's dog?
Yeah.
And then I want to implant it. I want Aku to plant it in his nose so it shoots out like a walrus.
Jesus
or not like a
Christ.
Walrus, like a narwhal. And so it's stored most of the time, but then it activates and it comes out of his
Dude,
nose.
Dude, my dog is a unicorn?
Yes. Oh, yeah, we'll do it here then instead of here.
All right. I mean, yeah, we could do that, but it'll have to be after the big party for destroying Chrome Torrent.
Oh, hell
yeah.
That's fine.
All right. That night they come in with, they're like, actually, they're just going to take over this. This is a nice fort.
Well, I did start a big fucking
fire.
Oh,
you did? Yeah, never mind. They'll go back to their old camp later on. But they come back to their makeshift camp, and they're here to party.
Yeah.
My companions nearly deceased. I was the only one awake in the entire car. And then, out of the corner of my eye, I see a missile coming at us, and I know what I have to do. I wait just long enough. I take aim. I don't even look. I close my eyes, and I shoot. It blows up. My bullet goes through the missile, kills the man who shot the missile. I take it back control, revive my friends. Ugh, all in a day's work.
I've never been closer to death in my life, and I almost died last week.
John starts crying.
And John saved me in that moment.
John starts tearing up.
Yeah. I think even the shot that John took caused my med pack to trigger, reawakening me. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I could see.
It was so inspiring. I, for some reason, got a second chance at life, yeah. And now here I am.
So I could see the bullet pass through the missile and kill that man 200 yards away.
Yeah. It was honestly incredibly impressive.
Not even a sniper could make that shot.
John fucks.
John dropped down into the room where there was fire and grabbed the box of drones like it wasn't a problem.
Barehanded, fire lapped at his limbs, causing no damage.
I once saw John look at a woman and make her come.
That did happen. Was there.
Because he definitely likes women.
We have fun here.
All right. Yeah, the party's popping. Everyone's excited. They're all like, John's the best.
I collect my money from John and Lobo quietly.
Yeah, I don't say anything. I should give you 1,000. Yeah.
All right. What do you guys want to do at this party?
I just did. That happens at least 5 times. So.
Okay.
Question. In terms of my perception of reality, yeah. How close to Baba Yaga do I feel?
Oh, you're like, you got the drone things?
Yeah.
So. Pretty close. Like, we're going to find where he's hiding out.
Yeah, I think I go get just a clear tequila, and I just sit down and just kind of pour myself a glass and just sip it.
All right.
And I eat some of Sour Joe's sourdough.
Oh, yeah, he's starting to get it. And so for the party, he brings some samples.
Fucking love this guy.
Dude, fuck yeah.
I transfer I would like to set up that if I do become deceased, all of my belongings transfer over to Sour Joe.
Okay.
Not your cowboy lover?
We're not lovers yet.
Oh.
Well, I mean, you got a bottle of tequila.
Like. I do, yeah.
I thought about kissing.
I am sitting alone drinking tequila, but like, you know, that's my thing.
Dude, Madame is first going to go over to John and be like, dude, get in there. The fuck are you doing?
What are you talking about? I'm drunk.
She's just going to like... push you drunk, like your drunken ass towards him while he's sitting there.
Alone. And they fall down the floor.
Oh, bud.
Right, Aku?
Aku's having a party, bro.
Who's grinding hard?
Dude, yeah, dead ass.
Hard. Aku, I still have that proposition for you.
I'm still not interested.
One day.
No days. Anyways, and then Aku goes back at it.
All right, Madam D, what you doing at this party?
Dude, I'm fucking dancing crazy style with
I programmed Leslie. My dog to breakdance. It's a great time.
Hey, yo. Yeah.
All right, and then Wesley, once the party starts dying, Wesley, like, comes over, and he has a bag, and he opens it up, God. And it's full of whipped cream bottles.
Oh, I did promise you that, didn't I?
He's like, I was able to steal some from their kitchen.
You are the best boy. I'm just going... fuck off somewhere.
I'm gonna consider that psychology treatment. So he's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
All right, it's the next morning. Everyone's partied out. Everyone's hungover. Some people are still dancing.
All of the whipped cream is gone.
Yeah, I think that night I like just dragged a chair out to like the desert and just like I looked up at the stars because that's not a thing we get to see a lot in Night City, right? Mm-hmm. And I didn't go to, like, my tent. I just stayed out. I fell asleep on the chair with my empty bottle of tequila just fucking out. Yeah, holding what I think I like, nervously ripped off the patch that is on my doctor's coat. Mm-hmm. And I'm just kind of holding it asleep in my chair.
Oh, bud.
Oh, bestie.
You're gonna die from exposure out here.
Yeah, dude.
It's so fucking cold,
guys. Get a blanket or something.
My lips are blue.
Yeah, I'm busy getting covered in whipped cream, so yeah. I can't do anything
about
that.
I think Aku looks completely fine. Mm-hmm. Walks up to you and is like, nudges your shoulder like, hey, man. Mm. Bestie, did you fall asleep out here?
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah.
Doing all right?
I am the best I've been in a long time.
You sure about that? And he, like, looks at your...
Yeah, might nervously yeah. picked at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Just gotta check.
Thanks. How are you doing?
Getting closer to killing the son of a bitch that got my parents, so, you know, kind of riding a little high.
Exactly. Aku.
Yes?
That guy needs to die.
Yes, I'm aware.
No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want you to put a stronger bomb in my leg.
All right.
And I trust you to take it no matter what if we're on the losing side of that.
All right. That's what you need me to do.
Yeah.
God, you guys made me into an explosives guy.
Well, would you like to make something else?
Well.
You made this dope-ass knife. It's better than my last one.
Hey, man, yours was a little shoddy. I figured you could have a little upgrade, you know, a little better.
What other crazy shit can you make?
Hey, man, you put pretty much anything in front of me, I might be able to do it.
Oh, speaking of, would you be able... And then I explained the sword in the forehead thing about your dog drone.
Dude, with that, you thought we were unstoppable before? We'd be even more unstoppable, bro.
What if we put a bomb in the dog?
Hold on. Hold on, that's my baby right there.
Sorry, you're right. I got carried away.
Yeah.
Two swords of the dog.
One in the front, one in the back?
Propulsion on its paw so it could fly as well.
Dude, now you're speaking my language.
A turret? Anyways.
Maybe.
Okay, so?
Everyone starts cleaning up, and I guess this is a good place to end it.
Okay.
All right, word.
Thanks so much for listening.
The end of the episode of a 5GM's podcast.
And you want to follow their socials?
Well, then you can go on ahead over to @5GMs in a trench coat on Instagram, TikTok, and Threads. Or @5GMsOfficial for Twitter/X and Blue Sky. If you're interested in anything else, you can find all of our information at 5GMsInATrenchCoat.com. There, we also have a link to our Ko-Fi. You can go there, give us a little tip. If you feel so inclined, if you don't have the means for that, you can support us in other ways, such as likes, comments, subscribes, all that stuff. Share us with people, post us on your story. Talk about us to your grandmas. Grandmas love us.
Grandmas do love us.
Beyond that, if you like the work we do here, you can go and check out Advan's Armory @ADAVANS on everything. And Advan's Armory makes 5e supplemental content, and we have a great time doing it. Tanlin.
Hi, I'm Tanlin, and I fucking do art, baby!
Now!
You ever want to look at some art of two dudes kissing? I got you! Gribble Frog on Twitter and Instagram, FROGGAIT!
Love you. Key to the World's on Substack, it's about immersion. I keep waiting for the other shoe to drop in this game, it hasn't. We keep just doing dubs, guys.
I gotta be honest, it can't.
Like, it, at this point, it right? Legitimately feels like it
I have
can't.
A feeling that we're gonna do donuts on the Baba Yaga with our car.
Dude, it
we
feels
might.
Like it.
We might.
A la Dukes of Hazzard type shit.
Yeah, I'm there.
Fuck yeah. Banana now! Thanks for listening, y'all!
Play out.
Bye,
goodbye!
Guys.
It's crazy.
Bye.
Love you.
Hello, hello. Thank you for listening to 5 Gems in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media @5GMsInATrenchCoat on Instagram and TikTok, and @5GMsOfficial on Twitter and Blue Sky. You can also join our Discord. You can find out how to join on any of our social media accounts or on our website, 5GMsInATrenchCoat.com. If you like the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-Fi @ko-fi.com/5GMsInATrenchCoat. Thanks, and catch you in the next episode.